My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 2 years before we were ordained, we had a program so-called Spiritual Pastoral Formation Year. In this year, one of our formation program is to go to prisons, not that we were criminals. We visited the prisoners. We went to the Tala Leprosarium, seeing the lepers. And it was so scary for me the first time, seeing them as if their arms are melting. And of course, they were also afraid and ashamed of themselves. But by God's grace, we were able to speak to them without hesitance. So I really learned from that experience, as probably Jesus would see in the leper that approaches him in today's reading gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, lepers, because of their sickness, are marginalized. In fact, in the olden times, as a Jew approaches one afflicted with leprosy, the leper must shout out a warning to the clean one that he is approaching a leper. In the gospel, the meeting of Jesus with the leper is a grace-filled encounter. Jesus declares that he is willing to heal the leper. I choose, who has been banished from the family and community. And Jesus makes the leper feel the healing presence of God. In the first reading, the Philistines are frightened when the ark of the Lord comes to their place. But they resolve to fight firstly against the Israelites. And they defeat the Israelites this time. The two sons of Eli are killed, and the ark of God is captured. Why does this happen? My dear brothers and sisters, the Israelites are bringing the Ark of God to assure their victory. They think they can manipulate God into winning the battle for them. God's salvation is offered out of God's goodness. In God's own time, and is not dependent on human beings. How foolish of us to project to God what we want and expect God to do exactly what we demand. My dear brothers and sisters, when you pray, do you express your total dependence on God? We always say to God when we pray, if you wish, my Lord, you can. I am willing to accept what you will bestow on me. Amen.